Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Dalid, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots. Mishenoshchay Kelev Shoyta V'Chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima. V'Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sara Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rochel Chava, Ari Eliezer ben Malka, Sasi bas Ruchel, and Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf being learned as a schus, v'yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadu l'chaim Toivim Ramoisha Chaim. So the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph discussed Misha Achzoi Bulmus, and then it discussed Misha Noshchoi Kelev Shoita. And the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis between Ramasya ben Chorosh and the Chacham. So it seems that the refuah that doctors prescribed for someone that was bitten by a kelev shaita was they recommended that the chayla take the liver of that dog and eat it. And there was machloikis Ramasya ben Chorosh and the Chacham whether a yid can do that or not. The reason not to do it is because a kelev is a non-kosher animal. Thus, its liver is non-kosher. A yid's not allowed to eat food that's non-kosher. The reason to do it is because someone that's bitten by a kelev shaita finds himself in a matziv where he's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and the rule is we violate all the isurei Torah with the exceptions of avodah zarah gilai raya shvichas damim. So, there was a machloikis. Should we give this person the chatzar of the kelev or not? The Chachamim said no. Ramasya ben Chorosh said yes. So today's daf is going to pick up with that machloikis. First, the definition. Tanu Rabbon, Chamish Advarim, Nemru, Bekelev Shaita. There are five simonim of a kelev shaita. Meaning, how do you know if a dog is simply a dog or if it's a kelev shaita? Number one, piv pasuach. When it walks around with its mouth open, v'rei noitef, it has saliva dripping from it. V'aznav sruchais, its ears are drooping. U'snavim munachai rechaisav, its tail is on its legs. U'mahalach b'tzidei drachim, and it walks dafka to the sides of the road. V'yeshamim, some say that another simon is afnoi ve'ech ve'en koylo nishma. If it barks and you can't hear its voice, that's a sign that it's a kelev shait. Says the Gemara, my hafa, what causes the dog to become a kelev shait? The Rav Amar Rav said, noshim kashfonios mesach gitzvay. It's when witches would play with the dogs, that would somehow cause the dog to be under the spell of the witch. That's how it became a kelev shoyta. V'shmul amas Shmul said, ruach ra'a shoyra olav. It's when a demon, a ruach ra'a, some evil spirit, takes hold of the dog, that's when it becomes a kelev shoyta. My beinayu, is there a practical difference between Rav and Shmul? Most machloikisim between Rav and Shmul and Shas have practical nafkaminas. So the Gemara wants to know if there's a nafkamina. And this machloikis, the Gemara says, yeah, ikim beinayu, the nafkamina would be how to kill this dog. L'mikdalei bedover ha-nizrak. Should you get close to the dog if you're going to kill it, or maybe try to keep a little bit of a distance? According to Rav, it doesn't matter how you kill it. According to Shmuel, there's a ruach ra. You don't want to get too close to the dog, because if you get too close to it, that ruach ra may leave the dog, and it may end up in the person that's trying to kill it. In other words, the nafkamina is, this disease that the kelev shaita has, is it something that's catchy? Is it something that can somehow transmit to another person? If it's a ruach ra, it can. If it's noshim kashfoni es mesach gizboi, then it cannot. Zok digmar tanika vasi de Shmuel, a brisa that supports Shmuel. Kisha hirgenoisoi, ein hirgenoisoi, ela bedavar anizrak. The way you're supposed to kill it is with a davar anizrak. Oh, this is the tanika vasi de Shmuel. Again, we're dealing with a technicality. How does a dog become a kelev shaita? But because there's a nafkamina lahalacha, like the Gemara just said, my benayu, therefore, it makes sense that there should be a Tanya Kavase. If there's a Nafkamina lahalacha, so we have to know, do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin like Shmuel? And the Gemara says, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, which, by the way, is a little bit of a chiddush, because ordinarily when there's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, so the rule is, if it's Dine Mominus, we paskin like Shmuel. If it's a question of Issa Veheter, we paskin like Rav. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel says, even though this is clearly not a question of Chaysh Mishpat, this is more a question of one of the other areas in halacha, still, the Raya is like Shmuel. But this Bryce continued. The Bryce said, the Chayef Bey, if somebody gets rubbed by this dog, so someone's walking in the street, he's minding his own business, and the dog just takes a little swipe at him. mistaken. He's in a state of sakana. The nachisle, if somebody gets bitten by a dog, it's much worse than that. Mayas, he's going to die. Says the Gemara, chayfei mistaken maitakandis. If someone gets rubbed by this dog, he's in a state of sakana. So what's the remedy? What should he do? So the Gemara says, nishlach money, he should take his clothing off, veneer it, and he should run for his life. On that note, Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua chafbei, chad minayu b'shuka. Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua, the great Amora, was once walking in the shuk, and a kelev shaita came by and it swiped him. Shalchinu lemane, he took his clothing off, virat, and he ran. Omar, he said, ki amti ba'atzmi, I had the ability to be mekayim, the pasuk that says, hachachma techaye ba'leo, that it was because of this piece of knowledge that I had. He knew this braisa, the braisa that was Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, but he knew this second halach in the braisa, that if somebody gets rubbed by this dog, he should take his clothing off. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua did it, and he walked away. Okay, then the braisa said, if someone gets bitten by a dog, he's going to die. Maitakante. What should he do? Meaning, he has to make his shtadlos. So, is there anything he can do? Amar Abaye. Abaye said the following. Nesi mashko da apadikra. He should take the skin of a male polecat. So that's some type of animal. And he should take the skin, but only of the zachar. V'nichtav aleihu, he should write the following on it. Ano planyu bar planisa. I, he should write his name, the son of his mother's name. Amashka da apadikra kasivna aloch. I'm writing on the skin of apadikra, of this male cat. Kanti, kanti, klirus. Famila, some say he should write kandi, kandi, klurus. Ka, ka, ka. Hashem tzevakos, amen, amen, tzela. Some sort of incantation. But he's not done. Then he should take off his clothing. He should bury it bekivri in a cemetery for 12 months. At the end of the 12 months, he should take this beged out. He should burn it. He should take its ashes and he should scatter them by the proverbial fork in the road. During those 12 months that his clothing are going to be buried, whenever he drinks water, he should only drink out of a straw. Now, gufsa is a straw, nachsha is nachoshes, but nachoshes is lav dafka, as we're about to see. The main thing is he should drink out of a straw. The reason is, domachazi bibavaya, the shade of a lestak, because if he's going to drink out of the cup without a straw, he may see the water, see a reflection, and notice behind him there's somebody. And that somebody or something is a shindalid. He's in a state of sakana. That's the point. So you don't even want to look in a mirror. That's the idea. And as a result, if you're drinking water because of the chashash mirror that the water has, drink out of a straw. The Gemara says there's actually a story that supports this last thing. You heard the Abba Mar Marta. There was a ma'aseh with Abba Bar Marta, who Abba Bar Menyumi, also known as Abba Bar Menyumi, Avdala Ime Gufsa de Dahava. He was once bitten by a kelev shaita, and his mother made him a gold straw. That's where you see that Nechoshes is Lavdafka, because in this case it was gold, and that was part of the way he survived. So just two ha'aris. This is obviously an example of where you find the refuahs that were often used in the times of Chazal, which we do not use today. And there's many, many, many Gemaras that discuss ideas like this. We did an extended raid bite on this in Masechta Shabbos Daf Samech Zayin, the Refuos of Chazal. And really, the long and short of it is that it comes with a Surgeon General warning, which is, don't try this at home. So this is not something we're allowed to do. And it's based on a Maril, and there's a Tshuva from the Chavis Yar, and this fascinating raid about all these Refuos, what the origin was, and would they work if you tried using it, and why is it not okay? At the end of the day, if the Gemara talks about it, it should be fine. And why did the Gemara even discuss it? The Gemara is not really coming to tell us in Yomei Refuah, so there's a lot of raid that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken about over the years. But in terms of whenever you find Gemaras like this, almost always, there are two things you're going to find. Number one, whenever the Chayla mentions his name, it's always Planya Bar Planisa. It's always the Chayla's name as the son of his mother. And this is one of the Makairis that when we daven for a Chayla, we don't mention the father's name, we mention the mother's name. We did a raid bite on that as well. I think it was Shabbos Daf Samaches. But regardless, not everyone has that minig, but the point is, it's usually the mother's name, and it's based on these Gemaras. You always find that it was Planya Bar Planisa. Another thing that comes up a lot in these Gemaras is Abaya. Abaya is often mentioned in these Gemaras, and usually Abaya is mentioned in the context of something that he heard from his mother. It's not really Abaya's mother. Abaya never met his mother, but the woman that raised Abaya used to tell him a lot of Inyanei Refuah, and Abaya's Inyanei Refuah are very much scattered. in Shas. We'll see more about that later. So we mentioned Ramasi ben Charosh in the Mishnah. We mentioned his famous chiddush that someone that was bitten by a kelev shoita, machilin oisoi, michatzar kovet shaloi, which we mentioned yesterday, has major ramifications in halacha. But then the Mishnah said, Ramasi ben Charosh said something else. He said, achoshish begroinoi. If somebody is dealing with an ailment in his throat, matilin loisam b'toich piv b'shabas, this person is deemed to be in a state of sakana. As a result, we do whatever we need to do. We even mechal Shabbos for this person. So what exactly was this ailment? So the Gemara is going to talk about this a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan chosh bitzavdina. Rabbi Yochanan once had savdina. Ozel kabodah matronisa. So he went to a matronisa. He went to a woman, this doctor, and she was going to heal him. Avdalei milsa. So she went and she put together some potion and she told Rabbi Yochanan, this is what you're supposed to take. Now Rabbi Yochanan went on Chamsha, went on Thursday, Maili Shabsa, and then he went on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and every day she would make him this refu. I'm a love of Shabbos, my. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, I'm showing a Shabbos, I won't be able to come on Shabbos, so, you know, maybe I could take home the remedy like this, I'll prepare it by myself. So tell me what I need to do. I'm a Triches. He says, don't worry about Shabbos, you're going to be fine. He said, imatz trichina mai, but what if I do need it? What if the tzavdina is still bothering me? So what should I do? Amrale. So she told him, ishtabali delay maklis. You have to swear to me that you're not going to reveal it. Meaning this matronisa was making a parnasa off this remedy that she had, and she didn't want to just disclose the trade secret. So she told Rabbi Yochanan, if you swear that you're not going to reveal it, I'll tell it to you. I trust you, Rabbi Yochanan, but you can't tell it to anybody else. So the Gemara says, Ishtaba, he swore. And he said, quote, L'kodi Yisrael, De'ebish d'loy megalina. I'm not going to reveal it. The Gemara says, Nafak, Rabbi Yochanan left, Darshava Birka. And the next time he gave shir, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to tell you something that's very important. And this is an issue of Chamira Sakanta Meisura. He said, if somebody has Safdina, this is what he's supposed to do. Freak the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. How could Rabbi Yochanan have done that? He swear. So the Gemara says, no, you have to be medayik the shvur of Rabbi Yochanan. He said, l'kodi Yisrael loy maglina. Hala ami Yisrael maglina. The shvur sounded like l'kodi Yisrael, in the name of Hashem, loy maglina. That's not what he meant. He meant, l'kodi Yisrael. I'm not going to tell the Ebesh. I didn't tell the Ebesh. I told ami Yisrael. I told the Jews. I didn't tell the God of the Jews. Why was Rabbi Yochanan worried about the chil Hashem? So the Gemara gives an interesting teretz. The Gemara says, the magli lo me'ikara, that he told her initially, as soon as she told him, he says, by the way, I'm letting you know that I'm going to reveal it. That somehow answers the question of Chil Hashem. I mean, it sounds like the Gemara's problem with the Chil Hashem was, how could Rabbi Yochanan have gone out Birabim and suddenly she's getting feedback that her little recipe is being fakoifed everywhere? So the Gemara says, being that Rabbi Yochanan told her right away, this is what he was going to do, so it's not an issue of Chil Hashem. Dying sorach beer, but that's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, my avdalei. Okay, so nu, what is the refuah for tzavdina? Rabbi Yochanan already revealed it. So what did this woman tell Rabbi Yochanan? Amar v'achar b'di Rav Ami. So Rav Acha, who was Rav Ami's son, said as follows: Meisar, you take the water, the liquid of sourdough, shemen zayis, olive oil, umelach, and salt. Those are the ingredients. Rav Yemar, Amar Rav Yemar had a different version. He said soor gufe, not the meisar, but the actual sourdough. Shemen zayis umelach. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says you have to have mishcha de gadfa da avza. You have to take the schmaltz, the fat of the wing of a goose. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Ano avdi lekulu v'loy itzay. Abaya said, I tried all of this and it didn't work. Ada Amar liyahu tayo. Until there was a tayo, some Arab merchant, who told me, Aisa kashiyasa d'zeisa. You also have to take the pit of an olive, goy molu tilsa. It didn't grow a third yet. V'kalina benura. And you have to burn it inside a oven. Amara chadata. On top of a new keli. V'adbik bekochi. Dari, and you're supposed to attach it to your gums or to your teeth. Avdi Hochi, Rabbi said, when I did that, v'tzoy, then already I had a refu. So, my Hava, what causes Savdina? Mechamimi chamimi dechiti. It comes from very, very hot wheat, umichyuri kasa da harsana, or from leftover kasa da harsana. So, kasa da harsana is some dish, some appetizer that was mentioned very often by Chazal. It was fish-based, and it sounds like if you're eating the shirayim of kasa da harsana, probably not good. Something about maisi money. What's a simen? How does somebody know if he's suffering from tzavdina? Meaning, what are the main symptoms of tzavdina? So the Gemara says, "Kadrami midi bekachi." If somebody puts something on his teeth, v'asa damen beidari, he starts bleeding. That's a sign of tzavdina. Something about Rabbi Yochanan ki chash betzavdina. Avad hachi b'shabbat avitz. Rabbi Yochanan had tzavdina. He did what we just mentioned on Shabbos. And he had a refuah. He knew the refuah from the Matronisa. How's Rabbi Yechon able to do it? Because Rabbi Yechon held that this is something, even though it starts in the mouth, which doesn't make it sound like maybe it's a dover shal sakana, but it ends up in the b'nei ma'ayim, which maybe would mean it is a sakana. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan clearly held that tzavdina was an issue of sakana. He went to the matronisa, she gave him a refuah, the refuah involved chil shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ended up doing what he needed to do, and it was based on the idea that tzavdina is a dover sheyesh boi sakon. Zok de gemara. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba to Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rav Chiya bar Abba. It was one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So he told Rabbi Yochanan, come on. He says, Rabbi, who are you saying this like? Meaning, you hold that it's okay to be Mechal Shabbos, to treat someone with Tzavdina. Rabbi Yochanan himself had Tzavdina, and he treated himself with Tzavdina, even though it involved Chil Shabbos. He told him, come on, Ramasi ben Charash. Don't you hold? Isn't that Ramasi ben Charash? The Amar. What did Ramasi ben Charash say? So we said he said two things. The first thing he said, that's the better known statement of Ramasi ben Charash, is someone that was bitten by a Kelev Shaita, you'll have to give him the liver of the Kelev Shaita in order for him to have a refuah. But the Mishnah said, Va'oid Am Ramasi ben Charash. Ramasi ben Charash said something else. He said, Achoshnish begroinoi, matilin lois sam betoich piv b'shabbos. And Rabbi Chiya Rabbi assumed, correctly, that this Achoshnish bepiv that Ramasi ben Charash was referring to was none other than Tzavdina. Which means that Rabbi Yechon was simply following Rabbi Masi ben Charash. Masi ben Charash said that for Tzavdina, for a Choshesh Begroino, you can be Mechal Shabbos. You can do whatever you need to do. That's exactly what Rabbi Yechon said. So, says the Gemara, obviously you went like Rabbi Masi ben Charash, who said, HaChoshesh Bepim Matin Loi B'Sam B'Shabbos. Okay, so what's so bad about that? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was asking it as a kashna, because he said, do we paskin like Rabbi Masi ben Charash? Rabbi Masi ben Charash said two halachas. The first halacha, for sure, we don't paskin like. Chamim said clearly, Mishanoshke Kelev Shoite, Ein Machil Anoisim Echatzakovich. Ramasi Ben Charash, Mat, we paskin like the Chachamim. And never Oidam Ramasi Ben Charash. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba assumed that if we don't paskin like the first Ramasi Ben Charash, we probably don't paskin like the second Ramasi Ben Charash either. On Malays, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, how do you have a right to make that assumption? Shani Yoimer, I hold, Bizu, Veloy Bacheres. It's true the Chachamim argued with Ramasi ben Charash, but they only argued with Ramasi ben Charash regarding the first thing that Ramasi ben Charash said. They never argued with regards to the second thing that he said. So, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan just said what Amiram thought was a chiddush. I mean, you read the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like such a chiddush, but Amiram thought it was a chiddush. And that is that the Chachamim that argued with Ramasi ben Charash only argued with regards to feeding this person that was bitten by a Kelev Shoita, the liver of the dog. But as it relates to the other halacha, Choshesh Begroinoi, regarding that, there was never a machloikis. And the Gemara now is going to spend a little bit of time trying to show how Rabbi Yochanan knew that even though the Chachamim argued with the first thing Ramasi ben Charash said, but the Chachamim never argued with the second thing that Ramasi ben Charash said. Zok the Gemara, they misayele, l'chura, this should be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And what the Gemara is about to bring is a braisa that again mentions the machloikis Ramasi ben Charash and the Chachamim, but like most braises, there's additional language that the Mishnah doesn't have, and the Gemara is going to argue that maybe from the lashon of the braisa, there's a solid clue as to this idea that even though the Chachamim argued with Masi ben Charash, not the second thing he says. If someone has urokin, that's jaundice. You're allowed to give the person even the meat of a donkey. A donkey is a non-kosher animal. So obviously, if you're giving the person the meat of a donkey, we're assuming urokin is a dover shel sakon. If someone's bitten by kelev shaita, you're allowed to give them the chatzah kevich shalai. We know what that is. If someone's chayshish bepiv, which we're assuming it's savdino, matin loy sam b'shabbos, you're allowed to give him sam b'shabbos, divrei Ramasi ben Charash. This is all the opinion of Ramasi ben Charash. So this braisa mentions three things that Ramasi ben Charash said. The two that were mentioned in the Mishnah, and there's a third. The third was Misha Achsa Yirakin. Something Gemara. Chamim Oimrim. Chamim argued. Chamim said Be'elu Ein Bahem Mishum Refuah B'Shabbos. As it relates to these things, no refuah b'shabbos. That's not okay. Now, the Gemara is medayik. Be'elu lemutei mai. What's that word, be'elu? That's an extra word. It sounds like it's coming to say that even though we're arguing with Ramasi ben Charash, but not with everything. Be'elu ein ba mishum before b'Shabbos. But there's one thing that Ramasi Mechara said we agree. Zoktimar my laugh l'mutei sam. That's probably what it was. Achoshish begroinoi salena misayeli. This would be a raya. It's not a mafurish raya. But the Chachamim said be'elu. It sounds like they're agreeing with something that Ramasi Mechara said. The comment is not on the Mishnah. It's on the Braisa, where Ramasi Mechara said three things. We know for sure the Chachamim argued about the liver of the dog. They're arguing with something else, but they're agreeing with something else. So the Gemara is saying, maybe the thing they're agreeing with is snuftina. That's Rabbi Yochanan do it. But the Gemara says, makiz and dam l'sanrunki. Maybe it means something else. Maybe be'elu, all three things. Really, the Chachamim were arguing with Ramasim and Charish. But what they were saying is okay, is something that's similar to the three things that Ramasim and Charish said. But the be'elu is actually referring to not two of the three things that the Braisa said, but all three of the three things that the Braisa said, as opposed to something that the Braisa didn't say, and that is makizin dam l'sarunki. Someone that has sarunki, you're allowed to bloodlet for him on Shabbos. So the Gemara hachinami mistaber. It's actually mistaber that way. The time because we have another Braisa. Shloshet dvarim amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Shishama b'Shum Ramasi Mechash. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said I heard three things from Ramasi Mechash. Makizin dam l'sarunki b'Shabbos. In this Braisa, you see clearly that makizin dam l'sarunki b'Shabbos is part of this chevra. It goes together with these other things that we're mentioning. Umish hanoshka kelav shayta machil nareis mechatzal kavet shaloi. We know what that is. Vachnoishes b'pev matin leisam b'Shabbos. We know what that is. Again, this is all Ramasi ben Charish, but every Braisa is a little bit different. The Chachamim said, "Ein be'elu ein behem refu." Be'elu, there's no refu. Sakti Gemara be'elu l'mutei mai. What was be'elu referring to? My love atarti basraisa ulamute dereisha. Over here, we're assuming that be'elu means two of the three things, like the original assumption, and two of the three things of the Braisa. But based on the order, the Gemara is assuming that it's the latter of the two. The latter two of the three things. Meaning, Ramasi ben Charish said three things on Mutter. Be'elu I disagree with. One thing I agree with. So it's probably the Be'elu, as in the last two things, the one that the Chachamim then are agreeing with is the first thing, and the first thing was Makiz and Dam L'sarunki b'Shabbos. The point is, my love, atarti basraisu l'mute d'reisha. But the Gemara says, no, who said, Tarti Dereisha Kamaisa Lamute de Seifa? Maybe the Be'elu is referring to the first two things as opposed to the last. The bottom line is that we don't have a clear raya anywhere that the Chachamim agree with the second Chiddush of Ramasi ben Charish in the Mishnah, and that is a Choshesh Begroin, someone that's suffering from Tzavdino, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to give him the refuah that he needs. The Gemara Tashma bring you a raya from somewhere else. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel was a Braisa. So it was an Amoira. So Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel means that he taught a Braisa. He's not the Chacham that's mentioned in the Braisa. He's the one that's presenting the braisa. Only Tanoi mentioned in the braisa. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel d'Amoira said over the following braisa, Ubra Shericho, an Ubrot that was Mariach, smelled food on Yom Kippur. Machil Anois HaAchatasha Nafshi. So you give the woman, the Muberis, any food that she needs until she comes back to herself. Umisha Noshchei Kelev Shoyt, someone was bit by Kelev Shoyt, Machil Anois HaMechatz HaKevet Shalai. V'achoshesh Bepiv, Matil Anois HaSam B'Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Lozeb, Rabbi Yoisi, She'oma Mishum Ramasi Mechosh. So this is another braisa. We have Ramasi Mechosh's halacha, the two halachas of the Mishnah, again a third halacha, but this is a different third halacha. Ubra Sheherichah Machil Anois HaShatashim Nafshim. V'chachomim Moimrim, the Chachomim said, Bezu V'loi Ba'acheres. Bezu, yeah, but Ba'acheres not. Again, it's similar to Be'elu, where the Chachamim are saying, I agree with you partially, but I disagree with you partially. Now, up until now, every time the Chachamim said Be'elu, it was unclear what the Be'elu was referring to. But the Gemara feels that this is going to be very clear. Ahai. When the Chachamim said, Bezu, I agree with you, Ramasim and Charish, what was he referring to? Ilei ma'ubro. Did he mean the first thing? That an ubro she'ericho, you're allowed to give it to Iran Yom Kippur, pshita. That's Pasha. Ubra mi ikilam and amad alay. We wouldn't even need the Chachamim to say that. Avada, the Chachamim would not have had to say Bezu. There's no reason to even say that one word to tell us that we agree with the Masa Mecharsh. That's not a Chiddush. There's no one in the world that argues with that. Elola v'asam. It must be, Bezu means, Chachamim atanir Masa Mecharsh. I agree with what you said with regards to one of the other two things. Now, what were the other two things? The Kelev Shaita, we know the Chachamim disagree with that. It must be the next thing, which is Achoshesh Bepiv, Matilin Loisam B'Shabbos, and if that's the case, Shmamina, you have a raya, that even though the Chachamim argued with the first thing Ramasi Mechara said in the Mishnah, but not with the second thing, Ramashi Yomer, after all this, all the different braises, that the Gemara brought, and finally we were able to resolve it from a diuk in a braisa. Rav Ashi said, let's be honest, masnisa nami deika. The Mishnah is very meduyik that way, because what the Mishnah say? Oydam Ramasim and Chorosh, achoshish bepim matin leisam de Shabbos, v'loi pligi rabbanon aleh. Rabbanon never argued with Ramasim and Chorosh in the second halacha. And better, v'im isa the pligi rabbanon aleh, if the rabbanon really are arguing, learvinu v'lisninu. Now we shouldn't put the two halachas Ramasim and Chorosh together as one. V'liflegu rabbanon, b'seif, and let rabbanon argue on both. Shema minot. I mean, you just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Misha Nashchei Kelev Shaita Ein Machil Anoisa Mechatsa Kevet Shalai for Amasim and Charish Matter. So we mentioned the Machleis Amasim and Charish and the Chacham. Then we bring the second Halacha Amasim and Charish, and we don't mention any Chachamim. So if the Chachamim really argue with Amasim and Charish, then we should mention the Chachamim argue. At the very least, just put it all together and say the Chachamim argue with both Halachas. Rav Ashi said, even though it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah, it's not, but it's certainly meduyik in the Mishnah, masnisa na mideki. The bottom line is, Ramasi ben Chorosh, maybe his most famous halacha is this Mishnah, on da pei gimel amar aleph, that you're allowed to do refuahs, even if it doesn't work shalei kederech. If it doesn't work kederech hateva, derech seguli, etc., etc., to save somebody's life, even if it involves Yisurei Torah, that the Chachamim clearly argue. Misha nashcha kelev shoyta, ein machil lenoise mechatsa kevet shloi, not like the chiddish of Ramasi Mecharsh. But then Ramasi Mecharsh said another halacha. If someone suffering from tzavdino is considered a chayla shniyesh by sakana, and you're allowed to give him medication, that has nothing to do with davar seguli. That's just a chiddish, that tzavdino can harm a person to the point that the person is literally in a state of real sakana, that the Chachamim never opined on in the Mishnah. The Gemara says it was Rabbi Yochanan with a Maisa Rabbi Yochanan, where there was a real story with this blade itself out, that as it relates to that halacha, the Chachamim are going to agree. So the Mishnah said, now why are all these things okay? The reason is, Mepnesha who Safik Nefashas. The whole Safik Nefashas, Doicha Es HaShabbos. Meaning, anytime a person has a situation of Safik Nefashas, so Safik Nefashas is Doicha Shabbos. Talk to Gemara. Lomali Sula Meimer, the whole Safik Nefashas, Doicha Es HaShabbos. We'll be medayik every word. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to have repeated itself. The reason you're allowed to give someone that's Choshish Begroine, for example, Sam Betoich Pib Beshabbos, it's Mepneshu Safik Nefashis. There's a chance he's going to die. Not just for sure, but it's a Safik Nefashis. And Safik Nefashis is Doicha Shabbos. Just say Mepneshu Safik Nefashis. Why do you have to say Bechol Safik Nefashis Doicha Shabbos? This is a Mishnah. Rebbe, we know when he was Mesada the Mishnah, he worked under the guiding principle of Olam Yeshana Adam Letamida B'derech Ktsar. Every single word is at a premium. So why would the Mishnah have to repeat itself? The Chol Safik Nefashas Doichas HaShabbos. Freit, the Gemara, Lama Lisu Lemeim, Rav, the Chol Safik Nefashas Doichas HaShabbos. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Sabri, this is in the name of Rav. What the Mishnah was saying was a halacha. Lai Safik Shabbos Bubu Vad Amru, El Afilu Safik Shabbos HaCheres. Meaning, what if there's a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana? But the doctor says, for sure not going to die today, on this Shabbos, maybe next Shabbos, but for sure not this Shabbos. So are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for such a person? Today is for sure not at risk. Say if there's a sakon, he's going to die on Shabbos, so it will be Mechal Shabbos. But there is no sakon, he's going to die on Shabbos. So that's the chiddush, that v'loi sofik Shabbos zu, el afilu sofik Shabbos acheres. Even that would be enough. The Gemara says, hey chidami, you're going to amdu l'tam niyoymi. And just an example of this would be, what would be if someone has this tzavdino? And the doctor said, you have to take medication for 8 days. V'yoymi kabbos Shabbat. The first day is Shabbos. And every day the chayla takes the medication, we have to be Mechal Shabbos. Some other time, I would have thought, lack of adlu urta, wait until Matzoy Shabbos. Let him start taking his medication on Sunday. So like this, we won't have to be Mechal Shabbos twice. Kamash Malon, that we're even okay being Mechal Shabbos twice. I'm Rishonim for a more detailed understanding of this Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Chamecham Lechayla Brisa that says this is going to be a long Brisa. We heat up water for a Chayla on Shabbos. It doesn't matter if we're heating up the water to bathe the Chayla or whether we're heating up the water so that he can drink. And this is not only for this Shabbos, El Shabbos Acheres. This the opposite. Lashkoisa is for him to drink, and Lahavroisa is for him to bathe. And it's not only for the Shabbos, but even for another Shabbos, like we just said. We don't say, let's see, maybe you'll get better. Why should we mechal the Shabbos? And he's not dying today. So let's write it out a couple of days. El mechamalim miyav. Nepneishle sofik nefashis doiches haShabbos. V'loi sofik Shabbos zu, el afilu sofik Shabbos acheres. Not only if it's a sofik for this Shabbos, even if it's a sofik for a different Shabbos. Very wordy, Bryce. We don't say that we're going to be mechal Shabbos, let's call a kuti, let's do it al yedei amir la'akum, el al yedei gedoy le'yisro. So what does it mean, G'dayli Yisrael? So Pashin, G'dayli Yisrael means Yisraelim that are G'daylim, as opposed to Ketanim, meaning adults. The Rambam, however, when he brings this halacha, says that we do it al-yidei the G'daylim and the Chachamim, meaning even the G'dayli Yisrael, as in the G'dayli Yisrael. Ve'et oimrim yasu, dvarim halalu. We don't say that we should do it lay al-pi noshim, v'lay al-pi kutim. So Rashi says, this means if an Isha or a Kuti are the ones that determine that this Choylin needs this refuah, we can't rely on their opinion. Now, obviously, we're assuming that the Isha and the Kuti are not educated in this area, and based on that, we're not going to listen to them. Obviously, if they're educated, they're educated. But at the same time, the Isha and the Kuti have a vote as it relates to combining what they say, maybe for an umdana, some of the Gemaras we saw yesterday, where we have to take a tally and figure out who said what. Tanu Rabbanan, another brisa on this halacha. Mefakchin bekuach nefesh b'Shabbos. We do whatever we have to do to bekuach nefesh on Shabbos. V'hazoris, if someone goes with zrizos, zoris is miloshin, zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs, and raise them meshubach, meaning the person that runs to the phone and calls Atzala, he's harasim meshubach. It's not let the other guy do it. Why should I be the one that's mechal Shabbos? Just the opposite. Hazoris is harasim meshubach. Ve'ein tzarech lita rishos mibezen. You don't ask questions, but you do what you have. Haketzan, as an example, and the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of examples. Rati nishanafel b'yam. If someone, rachmana l'tzlan, sees a child that's drowning in the yam, pirish metzuda, you take a net, umaleyu, and you save the child. Ve'azoris, whoever runs to do it, harasim meshubach. Ve'ein tzarech lita rishos mibezen. You don't have to start asking childless. Now, what's the big deal? What would be the havamini? You shouldn't be able to do this. Even though when you take the net, you're going to catch a fish, right? Imagine someone makes a cheshbon. How can you put the net to go ahead and save the child? You may catch a fish. And that's one of the lamites melachas. You don't make that cheshbon. Rati nikshanafel the bar. If someone sees a child that's in a bar, he's in a pit. Right? He's in a dangerous situation. So you're allowed to start digging and make steps to get into the bar. Umaleo, to take the child. Whoever does it, I raise him a shulf. Again, you don't have to take rishos. And even though you're making steps, Russian in a if the child is locked into a room, shaver, you break the door, umaytia, to take the child. If a zar is the one that does it, raise him a shulf. Even though you're breaking the door and you're doing a malach, it doesn't matter. You do what you have to do. You are allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, and you're allowed to block a fire from spreading on Shabbos. Vazoris, whoever does it, I raise the meshubach. Ve'ein tzarech lita rishos mibezdin. And again, the chiddush is va'afakav to come in makich makuchi. Even though by you doing this, you're going to make coals. And making coals is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Rashi adds, you're going to have coals for Matzah Shabbos. It doesn't matter. These are all things that you're doing. The Gemara says, Vitzrichas. Essentially, we just said the same halacha in four different ways. The Gemara says, why do you need all four? The Yashmin and Yam. Because we only had the first halacha, that we save a child that's drowning at sea. Mishum dahachiv, achi azoleh. So then you would say, of course you save the child. Because if you don't save the child now, adahachi vahachi azoleh, time is of the essence. Avol bar, but a child that's in a pit, dekai yasiv, he's just sitting there. Himalai, so you would think maybe just watch the child stand there. Who said you have to be Mechal Shabbos? Tzricha, that you do it. If you ask me in a bar, how we only know the halacha of Yam and Bar, I would have thought Mishum to come in this. But at the end of the day, the child is scared. And the fact that the child is scared, that in and of itself is a reason for us to do what we need to do. Avonina Ladeles, but if the child is in a room, he's not in a pit. He's in a room, the door is locked. Let him sit in the corner of a room. He's going to play with nuts. He's going to play with toys. So why do you have to say? The Gemara says, what about Mechavin Mafsikin? Why would you have to tell me that? So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, what if the fire is in one chatzar? And this chatzar is already safe. Are you allowed to go and be mechab and mafsik the fire to prevent it from spreading into another chatzar? That's the chiddush. The halacha is that you're allowed to do that. So today's daf is... So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. And this is some raid that we left on the table earlier in the week. And that is the Gemara on Daf Pei Beis, the Mishnah, Gemara, we saw it a little bit in today's Daf as well, discussed an Ubra Sheherichah, an Ubra that smelled food on Yom Kippur. And the halacha is, Machil Enoisoi Ad Shetoshev Nafsha. We give the Ubra whatever she needs, Ad Shetoshev Nafsha. Then the Gemara told a story with Amu Uberes that once smelled food, and she got very hungry. Also, the Kama, the Rebbe whispered into her ear and said don't try not to eat. She didn't eat. She ended up having a child. And nafik minei Rabbi Yochanan. There was a similar story with Rabbi Chanina where the child did eat. And nafik mina shapsoi oitzer peiri. The Marsha in his Chedush HaGadol on that Gemara says a dover nifla. He makes an observation. We know that on Yom Kippur, a person has to be in a state of inoy. On Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to indulge in any pleasures. Stating that, there's one pleasure that a yid is allowed to indulge in on Yom Kippur. And that is the chush hareach. You're allowed to smell. That's why on Yom Kippur, the minig Yisrael is, people walk around with a shmektabik or with an esrig that has besamim nailed into it. But the point is, because you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. This chamisha inuyim that a yid has to observe, according to some rishonim, all chamisha inuyim adine deiraisa. But reyach, to smell, is something that you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur. And the Marsha in his Chedush HaGadol on this Gemara right here, he shtells and he poses the question: Manishtana chush hareach mishara hanois? That when it comes to the hanoah of reyach, that's something that a yid is allowed to do on Yom Kippur. And the Marsha says a very straightforward answer, but rather than the short answer, we'll take the long scenic route. And I just want to share with the Olam a shir that I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky. So everything is from Rav Levi as it relates to this question. And that is, why is it that there's a nafkamina between Hanos Reach versus all the other Hanos? The Gemara Masechtas Brachos. We've spoken about this several times. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, Minayin Shem Evarchan Al Reach. How do you know that you make a bracha on Reach? So if someone's going to smell something really good, how do you know you make a bracha? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Boirei Minei Besamim. How do you know you make such a bracha? Shenema. So Rav said, it's learned that from the following pasuk. Koila Neshama Tahalel Ka. Ezo Dovash HaNeshana Nemesvoy. What's an example of a Hana that the neshama would be mahalalka? What's an example of anah that the neshama has? Ve'ena guf nanaba, as opposed to the guf, hevi yomer zeha reyach. Reyach is a hanah sheha neshama nehenes mimenu. Ve'en ha guf nehenes mimenu. As a result, when the pasuk says, koila neshama talalka, it must be the hanah of reyach. If Kol HaNeshama is Tahalalka, so you see that even for Hana, that the Neshama is Ne'enisba, you're supposed to make a bracha. So Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Minayin Shem Evarchin Al Oreach, Shenemar Kol HaNeshama Tahalalka, and that must be the Hana of the Reach. And Noida B'Yehuda, in his Tzlach, on this Gemara, in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, he asks a Bambakash. He says, we need a Pasuk to know that you have to make a bracha before you have Hana Asreach. The Gemara at the beginning of Perikates and Mevarchim, Brachas Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, has a long discussion, Mino Ani Mili, referring to the first line in Perikates and Mevarchim, Kates and Mevarchim, Ala Peiros, presupposing you're supposed to make a bracha before you eat. So the Gemara says, Mino Ani Mili, and after a whole Amid of Gemara, says the Gemara, Svaruhu, Asa Leila Adam Sheyehane, Mina Oilam Azebelei Brach, it's Pashat, it's a Svaruh. It's not complicated. I found it. You're going to have anah. So misvara, you now know that you have to make a bracha. You can't indulge and have pleasure without making a bracha. Svarahu. Asalei la'adam shen yohanim in ha'ilam azebalei bracha. So freit the noy de bihuda in the tzlach. He says, if there's a svara, asalei la'adam shen yohanim in ha'ilam azebalei bracha, so why did Rav need a special makar? Minayin shem evarchan ala reyach. Shenebe. We need a pasuk for it. It's pasuk. It's a svara. What's the difference between the hana of reyach and versus any other hana? And the tzlach was so bothered with this kashna. The tzlach said you have to say because hana's reyach is not such a complete hana. The gemara says in the sechtes meila. It's also gemara mesechtes pesachim and perik kol shah. Koil marav reyach in behem mishum meila. Koil hearing something. Even though it's very enjoyable sometimes to hear music and mara, to see something. And reyach, it's considered anah, but not mi'ilah. So if somebody hears noise sounds coming from the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody sees the beauty and the majesty of the Beis HaMikdash, or if somebody would smell the reyach HaKtoris or something that's coming from the Beis HaMikdash, ein behem mishum mi'ilah. He wouldn't violate mi'ilah. And it's not stomach zeris akasav. It's because there's something about the hana. Kol marav reyach im behem mishum ilo. So said the noy de Yehuda gevaldik. You see, kol marav reyach im behem mishum ilo. So the gadai techamina. I would have thought that maybe reyach is not such a hana. The whole raya im behem mishum ilo. And he says, V'oy, the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hayam and Aleph, that if somebody eats without making a bracha, it's ki'ilu, but it's ki'ilu ma'al. So you see already that Chazal equated eating without a bracha to mi'ilu, because Lashem ma'aretz umlayo. When you make the bracha, va'aretz nasan levnei adam. But before that, it's kachay Hashem. It's Lashem ma'aretz umlayo. So I would have thought that maybe this is different. Kamash malon, that minayin shemavarchan al areyach, shenema, koila neshama tahaloka. We once spoke out a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. The tshuva was to the Alexander Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe of Alexander, and it was on this exact discussion, and the Alter Rebbe, the Alexander Rebbe, was mechavin to the teretz of the Noida of Yehuda Ayin Shomitz and Shailas Hachuvas Avni Nezer. It's Eirach Chaim, it's Simon Lamed Zayin. But the point is that this is the Noida of Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gulyoyne Ashas on this Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So he brings the Noida of Yehuda's Kasha, and he says Yesh Loimar a different teretz, and it's behektim. A shita that the Beis Yosef brings in Hilchas Avdalah in the name of one of the Kadmoinim, the Orchos Chaim. The Orchos Chaim discussed if somebody doesn't have a chush areach, somebody lost his sense of smell, could he make a brach on besamim or not? It's Tzoy Shabbos. He wants to make a brach on besamim, but he pasha can't smell. So does he make a bracha or does he not? So pasha, how can you make a bracha? You can't have anos reach. But the Orchos Chaim said a phenomenal chiddush. The Orchos Chaim said that the Gemara says, Koil haneshama tahalolka. Ezehu davar. What's an example of hanah, shahaneshama nehenes mimenu, v'ina guf nehenem mimenu, heva oimer zehareach. So Orchos Chaim said an amazing chiddush. He said that if a person can't smell, that just means that the guf doesn't have the ability to smell. Aber, the fact that he lost his chush areach doesn't mean that the neshama doesn't have the ability to smell. And the reason we make a bracha on besamim is not because the hanas haguf. It's because of the hanas neshama. Koila neshama talalka. Ezeu davish haneshama nehenes mimenu. Ve'ina guf nehenem mimenu. Heva oimer zehareach. It's really based on the hanah that the neshama is having. So zok to Orchos Chaim. If that's the case, just because someone doesn't have a chush areach, doesn't mean the neshama doesn't have the ability to smell. And he should make the bracha. Poirei minei besam. It's a chiddush la'alacha. There's a tshuva from the Shavus Yaakov that talks about this. But it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. Such a day. That even someone that doesn't have the chush areach, he's still allowed to go ahead, he's still allowed to make a bracha. But said Rabbi Yosef Engel, what you see from here is that when we make a bracha on the chush areach, we're making a bracha on the hanah of the neshama. It's not the hanah asaguf, and it's really the Gemara. It's the hanah that the neshama has. It's not the hanah that the guf has. Maybe the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hayam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Svarahu asr loy lo adam sheyahane min ha'olam hazeh b'loy bracha, that's a halacha in hanah asaguf. There's a svara that if your guf is having hanah, it cannot do so unless it makes a bracha. Because your guf belongs to the Eibishter, and as a result, you have to unlock it. And the way you do that is by making a bracha. But maybe so kedaita chamina, hanas haneshama is different. And that's what Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, that minayin shemavarchen al reach, that even though reach is hanas haneshama, that's going to be different. But hamuram mehanah. And it's l'chayra gemara. And that is that there's a difference between hanas reach and shara hanois. Shara hanois are simply hanas aguf. Hanas reach is primarily hanas haneshom. And in fact, the reason we make a bracha is not because of the hanas aguf. We're making a bracha because of the hanas neshama. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says that's why we needed a special bracha to be mechadish. Then you make such a bracha with a chiddush that the Shavus Yaakov brings and the Beis Yosef brings b'shem Darchas Chaim. Then maybe someone that doesn't have a chush areach would be able to make a bracha. It's yidua that the Heilig Bnei Yisascha said that what's the pshat? Why is it that the chush areach is something that has an ability to penetrate on a soul level, on a neshama level, on a spirit level, as opposed to anos haguf, that's superficial, that stays with the guf. See, he said, because if you go through the psukim in Parshas Bereishis, by the chet of the Eitz Hadas, so when Adam and Chava sinned with the Eitz Hadas, that was the original chet, that was the chet that brought Zuama into the world, that was the shoresh of all the averis that would ever follow. So he says, you find that Adam and Chava, they sinned with all their senses. The only sense that they never sinned with was the chush areach. The pasuk says, "Vateireh ha'ishno ki toiv ha'itz la'michol v'chisava hula einayim V'nechmada'et. She saw, the Isha did. Adam and Chava, they saw the Itzadas. V'atipa kachna in Ishne. V'atoicha. They ate, obviously. That's the chush of Achila. How did they eat? They held on to the food, and that's the way they ate it. V'yishmu'u eskoil Hashem alikim. The sense of Shmia. All the senses are mentioned in the Pesukim and Parashas Bereishis, but doesn't say anywhere that they smell. So the Heilig Ibn Yisoscha said that Adam and Chava never smelled the Eitz Hadas. They touched it, they ate it, they looked at it. Vayishmus Kol Hashem, because of the fact that they ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vayischabe Adam v'Ishtoi, they started hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the senses played a role, with the exception of the Chush Areich. And because the Chush Areich never played a role in the Eitz Hadas, it remained on some level more holy, and that's why when a person smells, it has the ability to penetrate through the guf, it can touch the chelik alikamimal, the neshama that every single yid has, and that's why there's a difference between the chush areich and as opposed to all the other chush. Regardless, this is the point, that there's a difference between the chush areich and all the other chushim anois haguf, the chush areich, that's a dover shahaneshama. So Levi Shteltzu, another three Mar Makoimis, short Mar Makoimis, but another three Mar Makoimis on this topic. They're all beautiful. The first one is, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. The Pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Yud Aleph. V'harichoy b'yiras Hashem, v'loy l'mare ein of yishpoit, v'loy l'mishma ozn of yoychiach. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'harichoy. That Mashiach's going to come, the harichoy b'yiras Hashem. Loi l'mariyenov, yishpoit, he's not going to judge b'mariyenov with his vision. For loi l'mishma oznav yechiach, he's not going to prove things with his ability to hear. But it's going to be the harichoy b'yiras Hashem. And the Gemara says it was a machloikis amiram, what this means. V'harichoy b'yiras Hashem. Omer Rabbi Alexandri, melamit she'etinoi mitzvois v'yisurim k'rechayim. The word harichoy is miloshin rechayim. Rava Amar. Rava said, no, that's not what it means. Look at the hemshach of the pasuk. It's discussing how Mashiach's going to judge. Mashiach's going to be a shoyfet. And when he comes and he judges, you know how he's going to do it? Midzan Yiddish news. That's how he's going to do it. He's going to smell out a situation, and with his chush areich, he's going to be able to paskin chalas. And said, Rava, read the end of the pasuk. It's not going to be based on what he sees. Not what based on what he hears. Right? Usually, how does a dayan do what he does? Masha ain of royos. How does a dayan paskin? He's mekabel edus with the chush hashmiyah. Right? It's always the re'iyah and it's the shmiyah. But the pasuk is saying that that's not how Mashiach's going to judge. Mashiach's going to judge v'haricha b'yiras Hashem. In fact, the Gemara tells a postscript to what Rava said. Bar koziva. Also known as Bar Koich v'malach tartin shtinu palgo. This is smack in the middle of Perek Chelek. This is like real, real prime real estate as far as Divrei Agada goes. Mamish tifar ayin chelek. So Bar Kesiva was king for 2.5 years. I'm the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said, I'm Mashiach. He turned to the Rabbanon. He says, I'm Mashiach. So this is an oversimplified version of what happened. But the Gemara brings it in 5 lines. Amalei, they told him, let's see, the Mashiach tzivim leirich v'doy. Mashiach says he's going to be able to smell. He's going to be able to pass in chas. No, nechsi anan. I marich v'dayin. Let's see if you can do it. Gemara kim the chazu the loy marich v'dayin. They brought him a shaylas. He couldn't pass in shaylas. They said must be. He's not Mashiach. This is what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says the katlu when they killed him. Again, a lot happened in between. But this is what the Gemara brings with the whole Bar Kochva revolution and Hadrian and Adarionis and everything. Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam and everything. But the point is Chorban Beita. But this is Bar Kochva. There's an idea of the marich v'dayin that a person with his chush Hareach is able to, the Mashiach with his chush hareach is going to be able to pay paskin shalas. I saw Rabbi Ruvi Margolis in the Margolis Hayom says that who said this? Rava said this. So he said, Rava said, we just learned the Gemara. It brings a few Gemaras, but one we just learned. Chamra v'rechani pikin. So we talk a lot about Rava and Chamra, that Rava throughout Shas was drinking wine. And he said, Chamra v'rechani pikin, that the wine that he drank, pikin, pikuni, Rashi says, that's what caused me to be a pikeach. Rechani, we've never spoken about. This is Rava L'shitasai. Rava held is something about Moirach V'dayin, that the Chush HaReach has an ability. Abazach the Marshon Chedushi Agadis on this Gemara. Why the Moirach V'dayin? What's this all about? Mashiach's going to come and he's going to pass Loi L'mari Ein of Yishboit. V'loi L'mishma Ozn of Yechiach. But the Harich of Yiris Hashem, he's going to be a Moirach V'dayin. Zok the Marshon. It's because the Gemara says in Brachis Mem Gimel Amin Beis, Koyla Neshom Et Alokah, Eza Udov Rashan Neshom. shaman nehenes boy zuha reyach. Reyach is a chush ruchni. It's not a chush gashmi. Mashiach l'asad l'avoy is going to come. He's going to be kulay ruchni, and he's going to paskin shaylis not with aver gashmian, but with an aver ruchni. And the chush reyach is a chush ruchni, and that's why he's going to be a meiruch v'don. That's the first maramakim. The second maramakim is the Gemara says in Perikets Mevarchim, in the sugis of Shehecheyanu. So if you eat a new fruit, you make a Shehecheyanu, right? What about on Birchas HaReach? Or if somebody smells something that he's never smelled. So you have a fruit which is gives off a gewaldig smell. Should you make a bracha of Shehecheyanu? So this is discussed in the Divrei Chamudos. The Divrei Chamudos is a pirish on the Rosh, and it was written by the Tosfos Yontif. So this is the Tosfos Yontif in his pirish Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh. It's in Perek Ketz and Nevarchim. It's Sif Katan Kuf Chav. I hinted in 20. So at the end of the shtickle, he says like this, Va'amitai, my Ma'arav Moshe Levi Dayin Zatzal Omar. He said, I heard from a Moshe Levi who was a Dayin. Hatam She'ei Mevarchim Shechiyonus. He said, a Dovar Nifla. He said, because when we make a bracha on Reach, what's the hanah that we're really focusing on? It's not the hanah asagof, it's the hanah of the neshama. He said, what's the bracha of Shechiyonu? Shechiyonu, v'kimanu, v'giyonu, lazman hazeh. A yid is zoicha to have hanah. A yid is zoicha to reach a certain milestone. So he makes me thanks to Eivishter, Shechiyonu, that I'm alive. V'kimanu, that I'm here and I'm alive. V'giyonu, lazman hazeh. It's a bracha, it's a beautiful birchas hashevach that you're thanking the Eivishter, Yashikoyach, that I'm able to be here. Shechiyonu v'kimanu lazman hazeh. So said the Tosfos Yontif that I heard from Amitai Rav Moshe Levi Dayan Zatzal. He said, half of a fella. He said, the guf could be here or it cannot be here. The guf is not always here. Yemei shnei seinu b'em shivim shana, in the gvura shmeinim shana. And if he's really zoicha, he comes to Sivkot and Kuf Chaf. He's zoicha to a hindert and svanzik. But the guf, is not always here. Oh, but the neshama is nitzchi. The neshama is always here. So he said, on a hanah of the guf, it makes sense to make a bracha. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. The guf is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it had the opportunity to be here right now. Oh, but the neshama, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. The neshama is always here. So vos pas zogin shechiyanu v'kimanu. He said, l'fish ha-berchas ha-reach somchu al kol ha-neshama ta-lulka. U'l'fish ha-neshama nitzchis. Loi shayich loimar shechiyanu v'kimanu. Sharei kayemes v'nitzchis ba'atzmo. This nusach of the bracha has no movement when you're dealing with the neshama. Because the neshama is always here. So you think, shkoyich ebishter, that my neshama, the neshama is always here. The neshama is a chelik alikami mal. The neshama is hoya hoya v'yiyah. And as a result, it doesn't pass the nusach of the bracha. Shechiyanu v'kimanu 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 v'kimanu. And that's why there's no shechiyanu when it comes to the chush areich. That's the second aura. The third aura is a little more lumdish. The Rambam in Hilchis Brachis Perek Aleph Halacha Yotes, a classic Rambam. Rambam says, "Kol oichel davar aser." If somebody eats a davar aser, bein bezadoin, bein bishgaga, it doesn't matter if he ate this davar aser b'meizur or b'shoygig. Einenu mevarich alav loy betchilav loy besoif. He doesn't make a bracha. Keitzad harish achal tevel. If somebody eats tevel, afilu tevel the devreim. Even it's the rabbanon to get tevel. Oish achal meiser rishon shloy nitl kol trumoisav. Oish meiser sheni vehakdash loy nifku kilchasan. Einoy mevarich. He doesn't make a bracha. Ve'ein tzarich loy man. It's poshut says the Rambam. Im achal nevelus v'treifus. Oish shasa yayin. You don't make a bracha. So the Rambam Shita is, if somebody eats machalas asurois, you don't make a bracha before, and you don't make a bracha after. Amar Avram says the Ravid, Ta bazeh, toz gedoyla. Classic Ravid. The Rambam didn't just make a mistake, but Ta bazeh, toz gedoyla. And he has a whole arichos, and at the end, we'll just skip to the punchline, he says, Avo bracha t'chila v'soif, as it relates to bracha t'chila v'soif, lama lo yivarchu. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Hayo v'nenu. Yet I know. Bracha you make because you had anah. So if it's because you made anah, so who cares that you ate macholis asuras? At the end of the day, you had anah. So if you had anah, you should make a bracha. And this is a famous machloikis Rambam and Rag. The Rambam sheet is that if somebody eats macholis asuras, you don't make a bracha. Not a bracha betchila, and you don't make a bracha besnoif. The Ravid sheet is, I don't understand why not. Lama lo yivarchu. At the end of the day, you had anah. And so if you had anah, you should make a bracha. The Prima Gadin, in his Mishpat Zayzav, asks a bumbakasha from another Rambam. the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perik Kes, this is Sivkot and Zayin. Says the Rambam, Shloishen Minei Reach Toiv in Mevarchen Aleim. There's three types of Reach Toiv that you don't make a brach. Meaning, there's something called Brachas HaReach. But there's three types of Reachos that you don't make a brach. And he goes on and explains. Ketzah, just one line. Besamim Shalavay Dezara. This is the first example. Besamim Shalavay Dezara. U Besamim Sha'al Erva Min Arayas. Or if there's Besamim that's on an Erva. Ein Mevarchen Aleim Lefin Sha'asr Lohariach Behem. Because it's also to smell it. So says the Rambam, even though there's an Indian to make a bracha, you make a bracha on besamim. However, besamim shal avay dezara, and besamim that's on an erva, ain mevarchen aleihem. The reason is, lefisha also lariach. Freak the prima garden. If you look on the side of the Rambam here in Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin and Halacha Ches, there's no Asagas Arayvin. And freak the prima garden, I don't understand why. The same Raivin in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes, that said, Omer Avram, to bazet, toz gedoylo, because Lama Lo Yevarchu Hayol Venenu, why wasn't the Raivin Masik here too? He should have said, B'som Shal Avi Dezaru, and B'som Shal Ervim and Arayis, you don't make a bracha. What's the difference? He should have said, you had Anah. Because if he had Anah, as I freak the Prima Godim, and he says it's a bombakasha. So Levi told me that he heard from Rabbi Asher Dov and Meishlita. And he said over in the name of Ramartcha Savitsky, he said, the Pshat Lefi Anah, it's half of a fellow. He says, why? He said, what was the Raivin's Taina? The Raivin said, you're sitting down and you're eating the velo. At the end of the day, you had on us. If you had on us, you have to make a bracha. It was usher, you weren't allowed to do it. Abba l'maisi, you had on us. And the reason you make a bracha is because the Gemara says, usher l'adam shi'ahanam and a'ezeb l'ay bracha. So if that's the case, you had on us, you have to make the bracha. Abba in Perikles, the Rambam's discussing the chush ha'reach. The chush ha'reach is not on us, a guf. That's not why we make a bracha. We don't make a bracha because of what the Gemara said on Lamed Hei, Amed Aleph, usher l'adam shi'ahanam and a'ezeb l'ay bracha. The reason we make a bracha is because so said Ramart Chesavitsky. He says, you're going to tell me that the neshama has hana from besamim shal avay dezara and besamim shal erva? Of course not. The guf is a prosta maisa. So of course, it's the nefesh abahami. You have hana from anything. He says, look, derive it. At the end of the day, you had hana. You weren't supposed to. It's wrong. Abba l'maisa, you had hana. So if you had hana, you should make a bracha. That's the Ravid's argument. The Ravid's all differently. But that's the Ravid's argument. Up over here, when you're dealing with Reach, that's a Hanama. No, a Neshama, the Hennes boy. The Neshama's Kulay Ruchni. The Neshama has zero Hana from Besamim Shal Avay Dezara and Besamim Shal Erva Mino Harayos. That's why the Ravid was a masig over here. Because this is different. This has nothing to do with the Gemara in Brachas Lamehem and Aleph. This is already related to the Makar that the Gemara brings in Brachas Mem Gimel Lamed Beis. But the bottom line is, with this long-winded introduction, there's a fundamental difference between the chush of the reyach and all the other chushim. There's a fundamental difference between the hana that one gets when he smells something versus all the different types of hanois that a person can get. All the hanois are hanois aguf. But the hana of reyach is the hana neshama. So let's come back to the marsha. The Marsha asked the Kasha. He said, what's the difference between the Hanah of Reach and all the other Hanois? All the Hanois in the world are Asr on Yom Kippur. But Hanois, Reach, that Hanois, Mutar on Yom Kippur. And the Marsha was bothered. He says, in the world of Chamisha Inuyim, it would have been justified to include in that there should be a state of Inuy that you shouldn't be able to smell, says the Marsha. It's Bashit. Because what do we do on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, we're supposed to be Ma'ane our Guf. That's what it's all about. To the contrary, our neshama, we're like malachim. She'im behem lo yachila v'lo yishtia. It's all about reaching a point where your mamish, you feel like a malach, that when it comes ne'ila and you're standing in front of the Eibishter, your mamish, you have all you're completely stripped from all your olam hazeh and from all your gashmias. That existence requires certain inuyim. Dvarim shahaguf nehenes behen are intrinsically forbidden on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur you become ruchni. On Yom Kippur you're all about your neshama. But the chush hareach is dafka a dover shahan neshama nehenes boy. So zok de marsha. That's why on Yom Kippur, where you're all about the neshama, it's dafka mutter for a person to be b'chush. Dafka mutter for a person to be mariach. And of course, it's g'day to chazer over the shlo kodesh that we mentioned, that the shlo says, kol oichma b'chi, u'mesane ba'asiri, ma'lo olav ha'kosov kilo esane chi ba'asiri. And it's, everybody wonders, what's the big deal about eating Erev Yom Kippur, and how could it be the equivalent of fasting on Yom Kippur? So the shlo kodesh, the way the Chassam Sofer brings it, said, because on Yom Kippur, it has to be v'nisim esnafshoi seichem, ta'anu esnafshoi seichem. It's the guf, it's the nefesh abahami, and it's the neshama, it's the nefesh ruchni. So he said, how do you go ahead, how you ma'ana the nefesh gashmi? No achila, there's no shriya, there's no sicha, there's no rechitza. It's by depriving the guf from things that it finds pleasurable. But how you ma'ana the neshama? No achila, no shriya, to the contrary. That's what it wants. It's by giving it to eat. So on Erev Yom Kippur, when Mekayim Ta'anu Esnafshei Seichem, by eating and by drinking, because with every bite that we take, I'll call Kezayis to Kezayis, we're being Ma'anad the Neshama. So it's Ta'anu Esnafshei Seichem on the Neshama level. And on Yom Kippur, on the Yom HaKadosh itself, by no achil and no shtir, that's the way we're Mekayim the Ta'anu Esnafshei Seichem on the guf. So kolo oichel v'chi, umisane ba'asiri, it's ma'al all of our cost of kilu sana chi ba'asiri. On chi, your neshama fasted, and on asir, your guf fasted. But the point is, there is an idea of ta'anu is nafshei seichem on the neshama. Oh, but that's Erev Yom Kippur. That's the avoida of Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an ander avoida. Yom Kippur, the avoida is ta'anu the nefesh abahami. Reach, das hot nish mit the nefesh abahami. And that's why even though the different hanois are also in Yom Kippur, aber hanois, reach, says the mashah, is going to be mutter on Yom Kippur.